It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Colorado is suing the Trump administration over federal food aid funding. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The lawsuit would force the Trump administration to tap into an emergency fund and provide benefits in November for the federal food program known as SNAP. With the government shutdown grinding on, the Department of Agriculture said it couldn't tap the contingency funds and would not provide benefits starting on November 1st. It would affect about 600,000 Coloradans who utilize SNAP. Colorado is joining other Democratic-led states in the lawsuit. Attorney General Phil Weiser says the administration is making a, quote, deliberate, illegal, and inhumane choice by not utilizing the over $5 billion in funds. Republicans counter that Senate Democrats could ensure that SNAP benefits are paid by ending the shutdown. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The city of Denver is refusing to pay $20 million awarded by a jury to victims of a 2022 shooting. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the award stems from a police shooting which injured six innocent bystanders.
This case is the first test of a police accountability law passed in the wake of George Floyd's murder in Minnesota, which made it possible for people to individually sue officers for misconduct in Colorado. But that law actually has safety valves for officers that pushes lawsuit payouts to cities, so officers are not on the hook for a massive settlement like this. Denver, which paid for the attorney to represent the former officer, Brandon Ramos, got out of that new law's requirements and now says they're not responsible for the money. Siddhartha Rathod, the bystander's lawyer, says he will come after the former officer and the city.
We are 100% going to chase Ramos into bankruptcy. We're going to send a message to every police officer that your employer is hanging you out to dry. We're going to come after their personal assets, their cars, their marital estates. We'll garnish their wages because their employer thinks they shouldn't be responsible for the employees of their own police department.
Rathod says they plan